All right. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. All right. This episode is going to be titled Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Because, brothers and sisters, we need Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in all that we do. And I'm reminded of his goodness towards me because of the awesome things that happened in my life. And sometimes when things happen, they don't always happen the way we want them to. And sometimes they happen and it challenges you to look at yourself, your situation, and to really think about what you're doing in your life and how you're running your life. I had a situation happen to me recently that really challenged me spiritually, and also the fleshly part of me. And in my heart, I thought I was doing the right thing. In my heart, I thought I was making the right decisions. But, you know, when a person isn't completely centered on Jesus, not completely being led by the Holy Spirit, you know, you're going to trip and you're going to fall. And there was a lot of warning signs to say that I shouldn't be involved in what I was getting involved in. Yet, I fell for the trap. And I found myself being angry, upset, and basically to the point where I wanted to throw everything away. Crazy enough. That's why I haven't been on here for a while. I was viciously attacked by the enemy. But it makes me realize the things that I am doing, the things that I am praying over are effective. They're powerful and they're making an impact. I even got to the point where I was yelling at God, which is a very dangerous thing to do, and you should never, ever do that. And I say that very humbly, do not do that. I did this because I was at the end of my rope and I had nothing more to give. And I realized in that moment that I was doing things all by my own power. I was deceived into thinking, oh, I'm such a great believer. Look at the things that I'm doing in the spirit. And look at all the things that I'm praying for, and on and on and on. So I had to come to a place where I realized that God is in control. God is the one who's in charge. God is the one who has the power. God is the one who opens the doors and closes the doors. God is the one who's in authority. And until I walk in that, until I realize that, nothing good is going to happen in my life. So I had to repent of following my own will, because I was deceived into thinking, oh, how great I am. Oh, how great I am. And I fell for it. I fell for the trap. And I want you to know that no matter how bad you think that you've sinned and that your sin is unredemptive, no. That's not possible, friends. If you're still on this earth and you're still breathing air, it's not too late for you. God has a purpose for you. We are the ones that need to get on our knees. We are the ones who need to humble ourselves. We are the ones who need to realize we need God in all areas of life. When we start to entertain this idea that, oh, well, I need God in this part of my life. Let's just say, you know, I need God in the finances of my life. But when it comes to the personal part of my life where I'm picking a wife. I don't need him. Oh, really? Really? And the beautiful thing of God is he will just remove himself, like, but he doesn't remove himself. He does it because you're rejecting him. And you see, hell is a place for people who have rejected God and the call he has for you in his life. If you're still hearing my voice, you are still alive and well, and you have a purpose and plan for your life. And I want you to know right now that the powers of Satan can't take that away from you. If you're still alive, I want you to grab onto that Bible and start preaching that word, even though nobody's listening to you. Even though nobody wants to hear it, I want you to do it anyways. Because you're not speaking to man. You're speaking to that giant. You're speaking to that mountain in front of you that just seems like it won't move out of the way. It just seems like it just won't be destroyed, like it won't kneel down, even though you know that Jesus has given you the victory. So obviously there's something in our lives that are ruling us. And for me, it's my pride. My pride is so easily instituted into my plans. And when I say my plans, I try to put my plans before God and be led by God. But when I start to make decisions based on my intellect, that's where I make a lot of mistakes. And I just want Jesus to move in my life. But, you know, some of these principles involved are, you know, if you're just moving through life, making your own decisions without even considering God, you know, think about that. Because obviously in the past, it hasn't worked for you. And now you're going back basically to your vomit, saying, it's going to work this time. You know, I'm going to dip my foot into the waters of refreshing of the Holy Spirit. And then I'm going to remove them and go back into the world again and find my place with God. No, it doesn't work that way. Complete subjection unto the Holy Spirit is not something that is just, it's not something that's been taken lightly. And it's something I'm learning how to do. I ran into this brother of the Lord the other day, and I was very upset. Boy, I was upset. I went for a really long, I mean, it's long for me. It was like 5.5 kilometer walk. And I'm walking, I'm going to the stores. I'm trying to distract myself because my mind was kind of hurt and shattered, and I was confused. And I didn't know what to do, but I was still speaking to God. But what I realized was I didn't have my focus on Jesus. And there's something amazing that happens to you. If you go for a walk and you focus on Jesus, and if you put your thoughts and your hope in Jesus, the Holy Spirit's going to rise up within you and he's going to guide your footsteps. And all of a sudden, you're going to witness the power of God. You know, part of faith is expecting that God's going to do these things. That's operating in faith. You're believing that God can do these things. And even though I was being distracted and hurt and, you know, these fiery darts are sent by the enemy to hurt me, I didn't ever give up my faith. Never stopped believing. I was just kind of in the corner, kind of like Mike Tyson coming up to you with an uppercut. Boom! Man, it rocked me. And I'm in the corner and I'm stumbling back and forth trying to find my, you know, trying to find my balance. And I find my balance finally. And I'm walking up this hill. And I'm thinking of God. I'm like, oh, God. You know? And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, oh, I'm probably going to end up getting a fight with somebody because I'm so out of sorts right now. It would take just a little bit for somebody to push me and I would be pushed over the edge. All of a sudden, this guy comes up to me. I don't know this man. Never met him in my life. And even till now, I haven't seen him ever again. But this man comes up to me. He was shorter than me. He was about, I would say he's about 5'10", 5'11", maybe. And he starts asking me about natural gas and like wood stoves and heating elements and stuff. And I was like, talking about furnaces and stuff. And he's just asking me my opinion on it. And I'm from the Northwest Territories, so I know a lot about like wood heat. And up in the Northwest Territories, a lot of people have two sources of heat. They'll have heating oil and or natural gas and or pellet stove or a wood stove to help supplement the heat because it's very, very cold up there. It gets about minus 50 with the wind chill at times. And if you've ever been outside with minus 50 with the wind chill, it goes right through you no matter how much you're bundled up. So I'm telling him about this stuff. And in my mind, I'm thinking, man, I need to tell this guy about Jesus. So I said, hey, do you know Jesus? And he's like, yes, I'm a Christian. And then what happened was pretty awesome. He started talking about Jesus and God and all these wonderful things. And he literally was, he was operating the same spirit I was operating because he was, the things that I was really struggling with, he was talking to me about. He was evangelizing to me. And I want you to kind of put things in context. So this path I've been walking, I've been praying over this path for quite some time. And I've been breaking the strongholds of the enemy in this area so that people can go and evangelize. And it brought me to this thought today that because I have been stepping out in faith and breaking the strongholds in this area and remitting the sins of the community, God has been sending evangelists into the area to preach the word of God to people. And it's reaching people. In fact, it even reached me, and I needed it. So, what I'm trying to say to you is, there's something in your life that you're fighting against. But we can't fight it in our own strength. But we can ask God to intervene and do this. But a lot of this stuff we can implement in our lives. I mean, even if you want to, you can go drive down your country road or maybe around your neighborhood and just start praying. Start praying. Start taking claim of the area and the territory back for God. I'm not saying you're not going to get attacked by the enemy, but what you're doing is you're bringing the kingdom of God back into that area. You know, Satan doesn't want you to do that. He's positioned witches and warlocks in your area to control territories and areas. And when you start taking a stand against them, they're going to attack you. But you have nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear. If you are being led by the Holy Spirit to do these things, you are going to witness the power of God. And that's what I witnessed that day. I witnessed the power of God through that man. This man had such an understanding of the Bible, it blew me away. It blew me away. His understanding, it made me jealous because I was like, wow, I have scriptures memorized, but he had such an understanding of the Bible and how to teach, and it was such an amazing, wonderful thing. And so I just want to read this. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Okay? So are you seeking God with all your faith, with all your hope, believing that God is in that moment, is in the space? I believe right now I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I believe right now that the Spirit is speaking through me. I believe right now in Jesus' name that I'm not walking after my flesh, I'm walking in the Spirit. I magnify my God, my King, my Lord, my Savior, in all things, in all places, in all dimensions, in all layers, in all the heavens, in all the earth, in all areas of my life. I magnify the Almighty, the Most High God, Jehovah Jireh, the Almighty, the Ancient of Days, the God who sent His Son on earth to die for mankind's sin, the very embodiment, the very fleshly embodiment of Jesus, the very fleshly embodiment of God. Jesus was God in the flesh, brothers and sisters. Jesus was God in the flesh. He is God in the flesh. And even better so, we have access to the Holy Spirit to guide us in all understandings. And I challenge you today to maybe not necessarily unfollow, but I know there's some teachers that you probably listen to quite often. And instead of listening to those teachers tonight or tomorrow or throughout this week, I challenge you to turn off your devices and to get led by the Holy Spirit to teach you, to learn how to use the Strong's Concordance and how to look more deeply into words. Because, you know, you can look more deeply into the Word of God, and this is just how I do it. I will just start reading the Word. And some scriptures, they're hard to understand, so it takes a little time. If you repeat them in your mind, you repeat them in your heart, and you repeat them over, you can just read the same scripture over and over again. That's going to just go down into your spirit. It's going to speak to your spiritual man, and it's going to open up to you. So I challenge you to just read through the Word. And if you see a word that just kind of jumps out at you, it just causes you to kind of pause, or it causes you to notice it more than all the other words. Like, let's just say it's principalities, you know. Maybe it's principalities. Maybe it is. I don't know. It's always different for every person. So let's look at that word, and what you can do, you can download an app. It's called the Bible Codex, I believe. What is it called? Oh, Bible Lexicon. I think it's one of the best ones. And what you can do is you can just click on the word, and then you can go into the Greek or the Hebrew and get the concordance for that word. And what this is going to do is this is going to blow your mind, because some of these words have whole paragraphs of description of what they are. And it's going to open your understanding. I mean, Rick Renner, he does this all the time with his teaching series. He goes into the Greek, into the Hebrew, and he opens up and he describes it in more detail. And the way he does that is through the concordance. And he also has a great understanding of church history and all these things. This is going to give you a much more wealth of understanding of the Bible. It's going to cause you to study the Bible more. And, you know, you're going to go into these things. And I'm just going to share a few things with you. So I was going through Titus the other night. I was trying to do more, but I got really distracted. I was talking to quite a few people, which is good. I really needed to talk to some people. But I want to go to Titus, if I can find it. I always have a hard time finding these books. Shows how much I know, right? So we'll go to Titus. Titus is a tiny book. Okay. So Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. Okay, that's all I did. Okay, so the first word that I looked at was faith. So Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith, which means persuasion, credence, moral conviction, especially reliance upon Christ for salvation. Abstractly, constancy in such profession, gospel, truth itself, assurance, belief, faith, fidelity. And then I went into elect. This says, according to the faith, so according to your moral conviction, according to your reliance upon Christ for salvation, of God's chosen favorite, chosen one, elect. That's what elect means, chosen favorite, chosen one. So we can read this again. According to the reliance upon Christ for salvation, of God's chosen, favorite, chosen one, and the acknowledging, the recognition, the full discernment, the knowledge, becoming fully acquainted with, of the truth, which is after godliness. And godliness was gospel scheme, holiness, well reverent, devout, godly. We all know what godliness is. So I'm going to read this again. Here we go. So according to the reliance upon Christ for salvation, God's chosen one, and the full discernment of the truth, which is after godliness. So as you can see, the scripture has completely taken a whole turn and a whole different understanding for what's going on here. It's completely opened up and giving a better understanding for what it is. This kind of Bible study is going to transform your life. And I have a book that's full of just me writing down stuff about God. Just amazing things. I want to share this other thing with you. So, the language of the mind is logical ideas. The language of the heart is pictures, emotions, flow, and faith. To heal the heart, you must use the language of the heart. Ineffectiveness of using man's unanointed reason, Matthew 16:5-12, Mark 2:5-12, Mark 8:15-18, and Luke 5:21-22. So what we're seeing here, this is something that I've struggled with for a lot of times, a lot of years, is what I am doing, I am using my logical mind to kind of operate in the things of God, which in certain points is okay. But the language of the heart is pictures, emotions, flow, and faith. And the flow is the Holy Spirit flowing through you. And something I've noticed with my walk with the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit will give me thoughts. He'll give me sometimes pictures in my mind as I'm praying for people. Sometimes people will just be dropped into my mind, and it's like God saying, hey, I want you to pray for this person. So what I'm asking to you to do is to tune into that flow of the Holy Spirit. Stop trying to logically think of everything and trying to figure it out. That's not how God works. He's in a faith realm all on his own. He's beyond time and space. He's beyond all these things. But when we walk in faith towards God, these things start to open to us. So here's another thing. So just listen to this. Okay. The leaven Jesus was speaking of about in the Pharisees and Sadducees is they would reason the things of God and no faith. They would reason in their hearts instead of having and believing in faith in which Jesus operated in. This is a revelation for me from the Holy Spirit. I was reading Exodus asking him why the unleavened bread and bitter herbs. The leaven is reasoning, which is the language of the mind, versus unleavened, which is faith, one of the languages of the heart, an operation in the kingdom of God. Choose to tune from my mind to my heart, from reason thoughts to follow thoughts, then taking every thought captive. So, leavened bread is reasoning the things in your heart instead of unleavened, which is faith, the language of the heart. Having and believing in faith. Using the Holy Spirit to connect to your heart. You see, when we try to understand the things of the Spirit with our mind, everything's kind of lost in that, I think. But when you tune into your heart with the power of the Holy Spirit, all of a sudden, you're going to get pictures. You're going to get emotions. You're going to get flow, and you're going to get faith. It's like a completely different dimension opens up into your realm. Because what this world has been teaching us from the beginning is that we need to use our reasoning skills and abilities to figure out what's going on in the world. But some things, if you use the logical mind to figure out, you'll never see the things of God. You will just say, oh, that's a tree. Yes, it makes that tree. Yes, it's important because it takes CO2 out of the atmosphere and creates oxygen for us to breathe. But in the spiritual side of things, that tree was created by God to give us air to breathe, to live. And that tree can also heat our homes. We can use the boards to build a house. You know, when we're only using logical reasoning with God, we limit God. We limit the things that He's doing in our life. So tune into your heart. What is your heart saying today? What is your heart saying about your life? What is God convicting you of right now? What is something that you're struggling with over and over and over again, but you refuse to look at it because you're too prideful? You see, these are the things God wants us to look at. And they're hard, they're difficult, because they're full of emotion, they're full of pain, they're full of hurt. And I'm not saying that everything is a demon. I'm not saying that. When you're hurt and you're in pain, that isn't always a demon. Sometimes it's unresolved thoughts and memories that you need to go through and work through. This is part of the work I'm going through right now, is I'm learning to go into the past and to forgive not only myself, but my enemies. And to release love and care and honor and abundance into the life. And when you do that, you break the power of Satan over your life. Unforgiveness is one of the biggest things I believe is going on in the world right now. Unforgiveness. It is so easy to get in tune with your emotions and to fly off the handle and get all angry and upset and say, you know what, that person doesn't deserve to be forgiven. They don't deserve to be forgiven. Okay? So if you tune into your heart now, what is your heart saying? Your heart's saying, well, I'm hurt. This person hurt me. Okay, how do you fix that? You know how you fix that? You ask God, you ask the Holy Spirit to give you the strength to forgive that person, to release forgiveness onto them. There's a reason Jesus says to pray for your enemies. It's not just because, yes, pray for your enemies because I'm Jesus. He's saying, pray for your enemies because this is part of the healing process. Something shifts in your life when you start praying for your enemies, for them to be full of abundance and love and hope and joy. These prayers are being answered. It's a very powerful prayer because you're shifting your whole atmosphere. It's just like gratitude. If you've ever used gratitude before, if you're in like a state of like confusion and anger and your mind is just out of whack, and you start having gratitude and you start practicing, oh, what am I grateful for? All of a sudden that shifts, just shifts you in the spiritual realm completely. And you know, what are we doing when we're worshiping God? We're thanking Him first, right? We're entering His gates with thanks and praise. So we're thanking God for the things that we have. That's gratitude. That's gratitude. So what happens when you pray for your enemies? Same type of things are happening. Things in the spiritual realm are being released onto that person, and any ties and any bonds are being broken. Because when you have hate towards somebody, you're connected to that person. You're connected to him or her. You're not letting them go. And they may not even care, right? But for your own state of being, for your own state of wellness, release that love onto them. Start praying for your enemies. If you hate your brother, your sister, or you have a lot of hate for somebody and you just, I'm not going to forgive them, that's probably the first person you should be praying for. And I know it's hard. I've had to do it a lot, many different times. And sometimes I make the same mistake over and over again in the same day. And I have to go to the prayer closet and be like, okay, Lord, I release forgiveness onto this person. I ask that you love them, and I release love onto them as well. And it's just like any other emotion. It's just like any other thing that you practice. As you release this love, this peace, this joy onto somebody, what happens? Doors start to be open. The Holy Spirit starts to flow in your life. Things that were once holding you down are now being released off of your life. You know? Let's tune into our heart. What is your heart saying? What is your heart saying? You know, is your heart calloused and cold? Pray for God to give you a new heart. Pray for God to remove that stony heart of yours and to give you a new heart. Are you a very sensitive person that's been hurt a lot? You know, you're probably going to have to go back into the past. And the Holy Spirit will help you with this. This is the kind of work that the Holy Spirit likes to do because you're cleaning up your past. You're cleaning up things that have hurt you in the past. And for me, I would hold these, tension or unforgiveness towards people and for years and years. And you start building that on top of itself, on top of the other, top of the other. And now you got 30, 40 people. And these people have no idea they hurt you. They have no idea. It's all to your own experience, right? So this kind of stuff is like you're cleaning out your closet. You're working through stuff. And, you know, there's no right or wrong way to do it. When you're tuning into your heart's going to let you know what's in there. It's going to let you know what's the barrier. And these barriers are preventing you from having a close walk with God. And that's what I'm noticing in my own life. I'm like, you know, if I have sin in my life, it prevents me from walking closer to God. It prevents me from being closer to God. And it really makes me feel awful because I'm like, I'm letting God down. God's available to you right now. But if we have all this sin in our lives that we're continuously doing and hurting him with and hurting the Holy Spirit with, how is he going to use you in a greater way? You know, you may be stuck in the same process that you've been stuck in for a decade or two decades or even longer, maybe 50 years. I don't know. But if you ask the Holy Spirit to come in, intervene, and help you with these things, he will. Read your Bible every day. That's why we need to read our Bible every day. The other day I wasn't doing good. And I forced myself to sit down and read Psalms. I started in Psalms 11 for some reason. I don't know, it was just random. And then I just kind of read on. I got to 25 or something like that. And then I stopped and I'm like, you know what? I feel a lot better. I feel more in tune with the Holy Spirit. And I know we're not supposed to go with our emotions, but I'm very in tune with my emotions. I'm a very sensitive human being. So I know when I'm in tune with the Lord and when I'm not. I know when I am and when I'm not. I can feel it in my body. I can feel it. And God wants us to be healed. He wants us to walk in peace, joy, all these things. But if you're hurt and you're broken and you want to do the things of God, brother, sister, you need to get healed first. You need to get healed first. And I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit can help you through this. He really can. But like, how many hours of the day are we willing to give him? Are we willing to sit down and actually let the Holy Spirit flow and work in our lives? I mean, how many hours a day do you sit down and watch TV? Are you willing to sit down and listen to him and let him flow through you and let your heart speak? I'm telling you, if you do these things, he's going to show you things. He's going to bring you memories, images, people, places, things that you got to look at. So let's do this work. Let's get healed so God can use us. My heart is for the people. My heart is for the people that are perishing. And even in my life, I'm really struggling right now. I'm really struggling in my faith. I'm really being shaken. You know, God's showing me things in my life that I'm not giving up, that I'm not stopping. And he's like, dude, this is preventing me from coming into your life. And it's the flesh. It's the flesh. It's got control over me. You know, our spirit is in war with the flesh constantly. We have to constantly die to self every single day. Every single day we need to die to self. Trust me, it's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be hard. But I just want to remind you of who you are. And I believe these are so powerful. These are the I am affirmations. I'm going to read these to you because I believe they're so powerful. Because it reminds you of who you are. So I am affirmations are not to be confused with I am. We are never declaring that we are God or anything like that. Instead, we're claiming the promises in the Word of God and simply claiming what he's already called us. I am adopted into God's family through Jesus Christ. I am a child to the King of Kings. I am passionately loved. I am a new person in Christ. I am not weary of doing good. At the proper time, I will reap a harvest if I don't give up. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am created in God's image and blessed to increase in number and hope. I am provided for by the Father. I am valuable, purchased with the precious blood of Jesus. I am chosen, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. I am courageous because the Lord my God goes with me and he will never leave me nor forsake me. I am a conqueror for the Lord your God, is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. I am bold like a lion and strong. I am forgiven of all my transgressions. When I confess my sins, he is faithful to purify me. I am in Christ, therefore I am a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. I am fearless, for God gave me a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has blessed me in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. I have received grace and apostleship through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. I am pure because of the hope I have in Him. I rejoice in the truth because I am full of love from Jesus. I am kind and full of His love. I am covered in God's armor, therefore I can stand against the wiles of the enemy. I am covered with His feathers under His wings. I am heard by God. I am competent and have the fullness in Christ, who is head over every power and authority. I am guided. He is my refuge and strength. I am healed by His stripes. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. I am accepted in order to bring praise to God. The Lord has plans to prosper me and to not harm, and plans for the future and hope. I have the perfect peace of God. Father, in Jesus' name, we just pray for everybody listening. We pray, Lord, for Your presence to shower them, to surround them. And we just thank You, Holy Spirit, for revealing the truth of the gospel, of the Word of God in our lives. And thank You for this message that is of hope, it's of joy, and, I mean, it's knowledge. It's knowledge of people wanting to get better and to get healed. Lord, I just pray, Lord, that the hearts of the people listening and those that listen in the future, their hearts become transformed. And Lord, just help us tune into You. Help us to walk in Your Holy Spirit, to walk in Your presence, into Your ways, and to put away the things of the flesh, you know. To put away the things of the flesh that we love so much. And I thank You, Father, for moving powerfully in everyone's life. And help us, Lord, to forgive those who have hurt us. Those who have yelled, maybe even put their hands on us. Maybe those who have sexually abused us. Maybe those that we love very much, but they continually hurt us over and over again. Lord Jesus, I ask that You intervene in these situations and to give us knowledge to be led by the Holy Spirit to navigate these troubled waters that we call life. Give us hope and joy and teach us Your ways, for Your ways are not our ways or the world's ways. You know, the world wants us to go have a drink and smoke some weed. And I mean, it's so available and easy to get now. But you know what's even better? It's the Holy Spirit. It's the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Father God, in Jesus' name, I just thank You, Father, for Jesus. Thank You so much for the Holy Spirit and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we're not claiming to be perfect or anything like that. We're striving to live a holy and just life. And we're being convicted. We're being convicted of our wickedness. We're being convicted of the sins in our life. And Lord, we ask You to intervene in our lives and to help us overcome these sins and to walk a holy and just life before You, a life that You could call worthy. Because when we go to heaven, we want to hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." So, Lord Jesus, I pray for four warring angels to be surrounded by everybody listening in Jesus' name. And I cancel all curses, verses, spells, and incantations in the name of Jesus. All hoodoo, voodoo, witchcraft, all those abominations, we cancel them now in the name of Jesus. They're broken by the blood of Jesus. Jesus has given us the strength and the power to overcome these things. For God highly exalted him and gave him a name above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. For our spirit testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs of God. And if heirs of God, fellow heirs of Christ. For indeed, if we suffered with Christ, we shall also be glorified with him. Amen. And I just pray, Lord, that this podcast has an impact on people's lives. I have the faith and believe that, Lord, even though I'm struggling right now in my life, that this podcast will have a huge impact on the hearts of those who listen to it. Not because I want it to, but because I believe that this is your will. I believe that this podcast has the power to transform people's hearts because I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. Because I'm operating in the Holy Spirit. I'm operating the things of God. So God, I ask you to intervene in these people's lives and move in their lives very powerfully and magnificently. And to do wondrous, amazing things. Things that our minds can't comprehend. Things that our hearts need to hear. And Lord, I pray that you surround everybody listening with other spirit-filled Christians that are called by you, that'll help encourage them and keep them strong in the faith. And maybe there's people out there listening that, you know, you don't have anybody around you. Listen to me. Listen to me. I was once like that. I was once isolated and I didn't allow anybody in my life. And I started praying that God is going to remove me out of that. And he's doing it now in my life. He's taking me out of the isolation and he's allowing me to trust people again, which is a huge thing in my life. It's a huge statement because I've allowed people to hurt me because I didn't know how to protect myself. I wasn't concerned about the things of God, but now I am. Now God's having victory in my life and he's going to have victory in your life. So I want you to believe that God, no matter what situation you're facing, it could be anything, right? Maybe you're facing cancer. Maybe you're facing, I don't know, homelessness. Or maybe you've lost some people in your life that you love and you just feel all alone. I pray for God to intervene in your life right now in Jesus' name. And to move powerfully in all areas. And he will. He will if you let him. So I just want to say thank you for listening, everybody. And I just want to, you know, I love each and every one of you. And I pray that I'll see you in heaven one day. That's the goal. Right? Amen.